In one of his books, Sayadaw says, only when the mind is simple can wisdom develop. A complicated mind, one that thinks, expects, and plans, blocks off wisdom. The mind must be simple in order to be present and in order to see things just as they are. A simple mind. One that receives experience without involvement, without pushing, pulling, without tarrying or hurrying. Just this. This recalls the Buddha's teaching to Bahiya. In the seen is only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. In the sensed, only the sensed. In the cognized, only the cognized. This is how you should train yourself. A training in a simple mind. That simple mind will be able to know the workings of the mind, can see an incredible complexity the witnessing of the intricate, amazing workings of the mind can only be seen in this simple, receptive field of awareness and wisdom. And sometimes we're not in that simplicity. Sometimes we might think we're in that simplicity, but there is an agenda, an expectation hovering in the background. At this point in the retreat, I should be more concentrated, more continuous. It should be more interesting. The mind should be more blissful. There shouldn't be this many thoughts. This is not clear enough. These expectations or agendas, in a way, subtle agendas in the mind, agendas about the practice, sometimes are missed. And so we might be curious about the results of expectations not being met. A frustration or thoughts, this can't be the right experience. I must not be doing this practice right. A feeling of not good enough, of failing somehow. These are connected to, conditioned by unmet expectations and possibly expectations that haven't been seen. Sometimes the tarrying and hurrying are connected to this unmet expectation, pushing hard to try to see something, hurrying, giving up, tarrying. A simple mind can simply receive what's here, what's already here. We might confuse the kind of objects that are arising, the experiences that are happening, with as if the objects are making some statement about the way the practice is going. When we experience pleasant experience, maybe we interpret that as good practice, unpleasant experience as not good practice. Clear experience may be interpreted as good practice. Fuzzy or diffuse experience as not good practice. Pleasant and unpleasant are simply arisings. Clear mind and fuzzy mind can be witnessed as mind states, qualities of the mind, not the mind itself. Fuzzy mind is arising. That can be known without any perplexity or doubt. This is fuzzy mind. Subtle experience or kind of something that feels special may be understood or interpreted as good practice. Non-ordinary experience as good practice. Ordinary experience must not be right. Not practicing hard enough, better look more closely, better make more effort. This can't be right. Sometimes subtle experience is what the mind is interested in, what the mindfulness is meeting very continuously. Sometimes ordinary experience is what the mind is interested in. what is actually happening. Can the mind be simple and just know that? We have no idea how the practice is supposed to unfold. There really isn't a supposed to about the unfolding of practice. Each moment, each transmuting moment of experience, known just for what it is, an arising experience. Hearing is known. The meditating mind, the mind that receives experience, understands, learns, is simple, not complicated. If there's complication, if it feels complicated, that's just an object to know. Complication is happening. A simple mind aware of complication.